Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 14, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AwakeningPlus.com and AstroShaman.com. This is our free weekly New Earth support team call. Always a pleasure to be doing this. We've got almost 50 people already joining us, so I'm so delighted to have such consistently good turnouts. So we are here to serve the great Aquarian Age Awakening, and let me tell you how we're going to do that. After this little bit of intro, we're going to, I'm going to open my Mesa. I'm going to call the directions and call in a whole bunch of beautiful allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. That's the only ones I call for this kind of work. And then I'll lead everyone through embodied awakening so you can get be your brightest, shiniest self. And after that, we'll just open ourselves to whatever the allies have in mind. We've done this every week for months on end. It's different every time. What is predictable, as I like to say in my little write-up, is as we show up to serve, we will be served. We will be taken to deeper levels of awakening. We will be cleaned up. And so my experience has always been the rewards you receive are at least as strong as the service we give. So we don't come for the rewards, but they're always there anyway. So I love how the divine sets that up.
Let me adjust my Mesa stuff.
Okay. So let's dive in. And this usually lasts about an hour for the actual process. Then we'll close the Mesa up, and those who want to leave after an hour can depart. And those who want to hang around for a while, we can chat and talk and do all that kind of stuff. All right. So also, as always, I make the following requests if you're going to be part of the call. I do request that you do only this while you're with us. The reason is you'll have a better experience, and we all affect each other. And it actually doesn't matter whether we're live or on the recording. The quality of attention you hold on this process will affect everyone else backward and forward in time. So in order to be the best participant to help everyone out, then please just do only this, please. If you must depart while we're in session, ask the allies to please ease you out of the energetic field. They'll kind of ease you out, and that way your departure won't ripple the energy. As we've experienced many times, the energy of each person is felt by everybody. This doesn't mean you have to get it perfect. Don't get all freaked out about what I'm saying here. Just do your best. Newbies are completely welcome. The field holds everybody, but just do give it your full focus and your best intention. If you want a guideline, just act as if you're right here in the room with me and behave as if that was true. I'm also going to ask that everyone leave their cameras off while we're in the main process. And once we begin our feedback at the end, and then anyone who wants to share at that point is more than welcome to turn on their camera and their mic. And besides, our eyes are going to be closed anyway. All right, so that is the preliminaries. I invite you now to close your eyes, relax. And just rest in either energetic awareness of what the energy is doing on its own or passive breath awareness, whichever is more vivid for you. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha. Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan. We call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. We call the following mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hedgehog, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Moo, West, Jeremy, Zachary, Thisa, Deborah. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere of light surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, beautiful container. So take a moment, just feel your body, feel the space around you, see if it feels different. Now I'm going to lead you through the embodied awakening invocation. As always, I'll give complete instructions. We know there's at least one new person here. So this invocation invites your higher self to merge with your human self. Metaphorically, it's like your body's a car and your human self, instead of driving, slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. If your human self at any point does not care for your divine's driving, it can immediately slide back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out right away with no fuss. Therefore, your ego is safe. There is no risk. This is all instantly reversible if the ego so desires. Some of the benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll know what to do through intuition much more, and there will be much more bliss. So if you'd like to do that, then I invite you, you're about to speak to your higher self, repeating after me. So I invite you to begin now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now relax into energetic awareness. If you can already feel energy moving in your body on its own. If you cannot, then rest in passive breath awareness, which you can certainly feel. There's no controlling the breath or the energy. You just let them do what they want. You're just noticing the somatic experience. What does it feel like? Just notice the sensations like an animal would. Other tips for getting the maximum benefit from this awakening and having it work quickly. It's best if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel the energy or the breath. Based on what I'm feeling, many people are already feeling the energy quite strongly. What if you get distracted? If that happens, a distraction, by the way, is anything other than what you've chosen to focus on. And if your attention's anywhere else, don't fight that distraction or try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. However, for our purposes, we'll consider that distraction as not you. We'll consider it an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. So let it do its thing and you relax back into your chosen focus, energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that is fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final nuance, if you have brain space, is to discover what's the least amount of effort needed to hold your chosen focus. To determine that, let's drop to zero effort. So for a moment, please, don't even focus on breath or energy awareness. Just chill. Just go to no effort at all. Relax completely for just a moment, doing absolutely nothing. If at zero effort, there is still automatic awareness of your chosen focus, breath, or energy, then zero is all you need. Stay there. If you have lost the awareness of your focus, then add a very small amount of effort back, just adding tiny increments of effort until you have added just barely enough effort to feel your focus, and just rest at that very small amount of effort. In these invocation processes that I give, the less effort needed to hold your focus, the better. Based on my empathic perception of the group, many have already moved into embodied awakening. So I will tell you how to know if you've made it. It's very simple. Four things are all true at the same time when you're in embodied awakening, and they are: there is no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, and all this happens with no effort at all. It holds itself. So if all that's going on, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you're there. You can relax and just be. The state will hold itself. And know that you are serving the group by just hanging out there, because the more of us that are in embodied awakening, it's kind of an updraft or a downdraft, if you will, for the higher self to go down in, and it makes it easier for everyone else to get there. If you are not yet in embodied awakening, continue to use the absolute minimum amount of effort needed, down to and including zero, to notice any sensation of your chosen focus, whether that's energy awareness or breath. Again, if you have any energy awareness at all, use that. If you do not, then feel breath. And we'll leave just a moment to give everyone a chance to get into embodied awakening or as close as they can. Being in embodied awakening is not mandatory to proceed, it's just optimal. The more awake you are, the more of service you will be able to be. If you're new to this thing or are relatively new to it, there are two common mistakes newbies make when they're doing this process in learning the invocations in the style I teach them. The first is they're not passive enough. If you are using any effort beyond passive awareness, i.e. if you're actually using effort to try to make it happen or you're visualizing, you're actually going to shut it down. The nature of this style of work is you call it in, and then you, the human, become completely passive, which allows the divine to come to you and give you what you asked for. If you use any effort beyond passive awareness, they will view that as the exercise of free will, and they will be required by divine law to back off and either do nothing or do less. If you have made that error and used more effort than I'm describing, the moment you go to passivity, they will be right back coming in. So it's instantly reversible if you've overdone it. And again, you want to be as passive as possible. My understanding is the ego cannot awaken itself, and the ego cannot heal itself a fraction as well as the divine can do it for you. So let the divine do it for you. These are all about delegating this work to that which created you. The other mistake is a lack of patience, not waiting long enough for a process to run its course. Of course, in this context, I'm kind of setting the time frame, so that will not be an issue right now. But if you do this stuff on your own, just make sure to leave enough time for the effect to come in. Okay, I'm getting the signal from the divine that they're ready for us. So take a moment and just feel your state. Once again, check if you're in embodied awakening, just so you know. Again, that's true if at zero effort, all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Okay, so now the energy is starting to move. Now, I stop doing things on purpose and I start reporting what happens automatically. So relax and the energy is starting to move. Allies, we come to serve, and it is our great honor to do so. We come to support the great global awakening, the rising of the Aquarian Age, whatever it's called. We come to serve the widespread awakening of humanity. In whatever way our presence can be of service, let it be so in a way that serves highest good of all. Thank you so much, allies. And all of you humans, at this point, your absolute best strategy is to relax. There is nothing that will be ego-initiated from this point forward, unless they specifically ask that of us, which hasn't happened in a long time. So relax. Already my body is starting to shake a little bit, so they're starting with some healing work. So you may notice that there is some more intense energy starting to move through your body. They are targeting the areas in you that are the best to be cleared. That means there's some kind of heavy energy there that they're either going to flush out once and for all, or they're going to transmute it to love and light, or maybe some of both. They may be working in one place or multiple places. Your job is to just relax and allow the work to proceed. Every healing done in this manner deepens your awakening permanently. So relax and let the move energy through you. For some of us, all that's being cleared right now is our own personal heavy energy. For others of us who are a rung or two up the ladder, they're bringing the energy of others through us already. So many of us are now already processing heavy energy from the humans on Earth. As always, all that will happen will serve highest good of all. If you are being made use of by the divine, they are watching you very carefully, and they're making sure that they only bring as much energy through you as you can do. They're quite aware of your current vibrational level. They know your capacity. They're not going to give you more awakening than you're ready for, and they're not going to bring more challenging energy through you than you can accommodate. It may be intense. It will never be too much. I say that with confidence. I've been leading this kind of processing with invocations for over 10 years, and I've done it with thousands of people, and no one has ever reported overwhelm. The divine will not allow it. For you, this means you can relax and open fully to whatever's happening. There is no need to filter or regulate or control the incoming energy. I recommend you relax and fully open to it. And that way you will receive the greatest personal benefit, and you will also be of the greatest service to the collective. And as they're reminding me now, in our terms, there is no difference between the two. We are served, we are serving, and they're reminding us we are among the humans being served. So there is no clear distinction between one who serves and one who is being served here. It all mixes together in the most beautiful way. It may happen during this event that you will experience things that are rather different or quite different than what I am describing. If that is happening, go with what is happening. Do not use effort to match my descriptions. My descriptions are going to describe what's happening for the majority of the group, both live and on the recording. The divine graces me with being able to feel the overall field, even including those who do the recording afterward. So you just go with what's happening for you and let it be so. I'll remind you, we called in a bunch of allies of love and light. We have a safe, sacred container. And you are safe to relax and open and let go. If you are doing this as a recording, then the same sacred container is in place and the allies are with you in real time right now, even if you do this recording years after the original event. Over and over, people tell me the recordings are just as powerful as the live events. So relax and just let the energy move. My body is shaking quite a bit. They're moving heavy energy through nicely. When heavy energy comes through you, you don't have to know anything about it. You don't have to know what is it and how did it get there and what's the story. You can have very, very powerful healing processes with never a clue what it is that's coming through you. I've had this experience many times, had very powerful, definitive, and final clearings with never a clue what it was I was releasing. So if that happens, yay, ignorance is bliss. If you need to know, they'll clue you in. Now I'm noticing some nice bliss arising in my brain. Higher consciousness is beginning to be amplified. So they're starting to, having done the initial cleanup round, they're now bringing us into a higher vibration. You may feel yourself beginning to transition into a deeper altered state now. So they're systematically expanding our awareness beyond our normal human consciousness that's only limited to the five senses, and we're opening now into the spirit realms. And words don't do very well describing this, but just go with it. You don't have to mentally understand it to experience it. When you look at the nested bodies, the spiritual bodies are outside and beyond the mental bodies, or the mental body, I should say. And therefore, there is no mental understanding of these realms. There is only the being and experiencing of them, which is more than enough. Yeah, that bliss is getting stronger. I'm also beginning to notice the beginning of the blending of our group. They're taking us, those who are ready, and instead of just our individual human awareness, they're now blending our higher essences, our spiritual parts together into a single group field. This is a both and process. Once you get into spirit realms, we get into the realm of paradox. It becomes commonplace. So yes, you are still aware of your individual human self. And yes, you can gain awareness of the blended field of all of our light bodies blending together into a single composite awareness. This composite awareness, in my experience, has no shape or form. It just is a vast field of consciousness and energy. And I have always found it best when we get into the inner worlds like this, never to initiate from the ego, but to relax, be fully passive and fully open, and let the energy move itself. It has its own inherent intelligence, of which you are now a part. And just let your ego relax and experience whatever happens. Okay, I'm noticing there is some effort in the group field. Y'all can feel that kind of, it's almost like an engine hitching a little bit. So whoever's putting effort in here, would you please relax and just go to zero effort? Everyone just come to zero. Just chill. Just be. Yeah, now it's smoothing out again. That's a good example of how even one person overdoing it can kind of bollocks the whole thing. So please stay very passive, stay very relaxed. Let the energy move itself. No human effort here. Relax and allow. Yes, it's coming much nicer. We're back into smooth territory again. And once again, you're affecting all this, even if you're on the recording. So like I said, that's why I requested at the start, please give us your full undivided attention. Do your best to be present. No one's expecting you to do it perfectly, but just act as if you're right here in the room and give it your best shot. We're all learning as we go. Yeah, now it's feeling very smooth and we're deepening nicely. I'm feeling increased bliss in the brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ecstasy is increasing. I'm feeling it very strongly, mainly in my brain, but also in my body. I just felt a deepening of our group energy. And noting that at this moment on the live call, the Zoom is showing 59 participants. That's a nice, strong group field. And of course, whoever's on the recording is adding to that as well. The vibration just shifted. It went more intense. I'm sensing a reddish tinge. Don't ask me what it means, but I'm sensing a bit of rosy color. Oh, it's kind of like the red of, yeah, kind of a rose quartzy red. So just let this red energy permeate the field. There are no bad colors. If they're using this color, it's for good cause. And now I'm getting less of a color vibe and more of just that peaceful energy again. In the inner worlds, feeling and seeing are a single sense. Some people lean more toward the visual part, some more toward the somatic part. I'm much more on the somatic spectrum, although I do get visuals as needed. And either way of perceiving is fine. No, there's no better or worse, just you'll perceive in whatever way you're tuned up to perceive the inner realms. And there's other ways of perceiving too, but feeling and or seeing is the most common. Okay, now I just sensed our Awakening Plus crew being merged with the larger group. Wow, it's just amazing. Every time we show up, there's more and more beings of light around the earth. My awareness now includes the earth and a vast number of light beings surrounding the planet, just in layer after layer going back. It's like we're in low Earth orbit, you know, going back many, many layers. I couldn't even begin to count the number of beings that are here. It's just vast. And now we'll feel that. Whoa, the major tingles. Yeah, now those who are ready are perceiving like the field being held for planet Earth. It's just extraordinary. Very high vibration, very powerful. So what you perceive now is going to depend on how much consciousness you're able to hold. If you have a large ability, you may be perceiving right now the entire planet and her awareness. And you may be perceiving and merging with all the beings of light around the planet, all of whom are here to support the awakening as well. Apparently, this Earth process is a matter of universal concern, quite literally. Beings are here from all over the universe, other dimensions, etc. Apparently, what's happening here is important way beyond the planet itself. Yeah, the allies are saying everything affects everything. Once again, I'm aware of some heavy energy processing through my body. It's going very smooth and easy, though. There doesn't have to be suffering or pain when they bring heavy energy through you. If you're not accustomed to this sort of thing and you're trying to resist it, not a great idea. Resistance will cause you suffering. So better just to relax and let them move the energy through you. That way it can be smooth. You can be more like Teflon. It can just flow right through and not stick. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. Some people, when they get into a healing process like this, they may cry or vocalize in some way. Whatever the body wants to do is fine. Sometimes it's impossible to tell whether the heavy energy being released is yours or your family lineage or other people that you're serving. And I've come to conclude it doesn't really matter. If it shows up in your field, it's yours to process. Or more accurately, the divine's to process through you. So you just relax and let it all move through. Depending on the level you're looking from, all that's you anyway. From the highest level of divine unity, there is only you. And from the lowest human awareness, you are an individual being separate from everyone else. So whether you conceive of the energy as yours or someone else's is a matter of which level you're looking from. I'm feeling the vibration going sweeter and subtler. I'm aware of my human body, but it feels like energy, and there's a sense of passing through dimensions, kind of a portal sort of vibe here. So just relax and feel that cosmic, its words are not working very well. There's a subtle sense of forward motion. In sort of a swirling multidimensional space. That's at least what I'm experiencing. So just relax, feel what you feel, and know that things are happening. If you're fairly new to this and you're wondering, well, why aren't we sending energy to the earth? I thought that's why we're here, right? They work more subtly than that most of the time. What they've made clear repeatedly is just our presence here is a huge blessing. There's an alchemy. They need live human bodies to work through. And our job is mainly just to show up and be in a certain state of consciousness that they put us into and just really just sit here, not do much of anything. But they then take that energy, that consciousness that we're holding, and they transmit it down to the planet. So it's been quite a while since they had us actually deliberately send energy to the earth. They just have us moved into a certain state of consciousness, and then the divine intelligence just sort of transmits that energy down to help the planetary evolution. Again, your best strategy and the way you will best support the group's work is to be completely passive and just allow the energy to move. As a reminder, if your experience is different than what I'm describing, go with what's happening for you. Yeah, I'm feeling all sorts of unusual sensations in my human head. I don't even know how to put words to them, but there's definitely things happening there. Now I'm feeling heavy energy coming out my feet, and it's good to know that they're bringing some heavy stuff through me. And if you are doing invocation work and you feel tingling in your feet and hands, or the sensation of energy moving down your limbs and out your extremities, that is the normal exit route for heavy energy, whether it's yours or someone else's. And once again, the bliss is amping up in my brain again. And although aware of my physical body, I feel so much more like a being of energy than a being of flesh right now. Oh, that's such a sweet bliss. What nice sensation. Just relax and enjoy this. It feels so good. The more you can relax into a state of bliss or ecstasy or euphoria, that serves humanity here, because we're acting as templates. We're setting, sort of setting the example, if you will, and each of us here in this event who are able to hold a really sweet high state of awareness, radiate that energy automatically down to the planet, and our doing it makes it that much easier for everyone else to do it. One beautiful thing about our service in New Earth Support Team calls is we ourselves are taken to the Aquarian consciousness. In a sense, our job is to be on the front edge of that and to hold it ourselves. And only then can we properly radiate it down to the planet. And that works just fine for me. Again, just notice how full of light you are, how, at least if you're feeling anything like me, how you feel so much more like a being of energy than a being of flesh, and how good that feels. This is so much more real than your human self. The human is born and dies all within a few decades, but this light part of you, if we were to measure in human terms, lasts for billions of years. It is really far more real and far more permanent than your human self. So it's so lovely to get to know it while you're still incarnate in a human body. And on top of that, to have this ecstasy that we're holding to serve the great humanity with it, the great awakening. Yeah, just relax fully. This is so sweet. This is such sweet consciousness. Just let go and be this sweet, awesome consciousness right here. You're taking us even deeper, even more awake. Just relax into it, enjoy it. Let them take you into the deepest, most ecstatic divine state that you're able to hold right now. Just relax completely, receive it as a gift. So deep. Yes, relax into this. So I think that was the crescendo, that beautiful out-of-body ecstasy. And now, as always, at the end of our calls, there's a gradual phasing in of physical body awareness. And this is not the ending of the experience, but the setup for its continuation. Because the whole idea here is for us to walk around in embodied awakening, with that awakening frequently deepening. So relax, and you'll notice that there's more and more physical body awareness, but the body feels a lot different than when we first started. My body's getting all full of tingles, sweet energy, significant upgrade of both the feeling state of the body and the consciousness being held. So just relax. They're doing a very strong tune-up of the physical body now. Lots of light, lots of tingly energy. Lots of stuff in the brain and throughout the body. I got just a little bit stronger sense of touchdown there. And now I feel solidly back in the physical body. Of course, it feels a lot different. It feels a lot more like ecstatic energy, but it is the body. Thank you, allies. Allies, anything further before I call the directions and transition the call to feedback? You're saying go ahead. So I'm now going to call the directions and close the formal MESA process. And at that point, as I said, those who need to go can go, and those who want to hang around and chat for a while or listen to the chat can do so. There's nothing you have to do different. Just relax, continue to just feel the extraordinary shift in the sensation of your own physical body. Enjoy your upgrade. And I'll take a moment to formally close the energetic process. Just a moment. They're actually giving me a little extra. Oh, yeah. So before I do that, they're beginning to broadcast this energy to the entire universe. So just relax and whoa, there it goes. You may feel a very potent shift as the beautiful energy we're holding is now being broadcast literally to the entire universe. That includes the earth, but obviously much more too. My body's getting massive tingles all over it. So just relax. They're taking this beautiful energy and sharing it all around. And as you're noticing, it's not like it's being taken away from you. You're actually, if anything, going a little deeper into it. Whoa, nice shift right there. So sweet. And they're inviting us just to rest in this beautiful energy for a moment. Just relax in this new higher vibration. Welcome to your new normal, if you choose to cultivate it. Okay, now they're saying call the directions. Pachamama,
Namakia. Viracocha. Inti.
Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thank you for allowing us to serve the Great Awakening. We are so grateful for all the blessings we have received. Thank you for letting us be part of this wonderful sacred reciprocity, where giving is receiving and receiving is giving. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All righty. So it is 8:55 Eastern. We've been on going for 55 minutes. And that's the completion of the formal energetic process. And now the gates are open for feedback. If you need to go, feel free to bow out. If you would like to hang around, hang around. Participants can now unmute themselves. So if you would like to say something or ask a question, just unmute yourself. Of course, if you're on the computer, just click that slash on the microphone and it'll unmute you. And if you're on the phone, star six will do that. The floor is open. And during periods when we're waiting for someone to speak up or type in the chat window, even though we closed, as you may be noticing, the energy is still really strong. So just relax, enjoy the blissful field if no one's actually sharing. And that's so unusual that no one has spoken or to even type into the chat window at this point. So we'll leave at least a moment longer. And if, oh, Patricia, hi.
Hi. Hi, Benjamin. I'm kind of floating here.
I understand.
You can hear me. This was just so awesome and profound. After Tuesday's session, I felt so fabulous on a whole new level, and this is just, it's hard to articulate, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And beautiful.
And I want to extend that gratitude to everyone, because you know I am the one who sort of gets it set up, but once we get rolling, I'm no more responsible for this than anyone else. I'm the guy talking and describing it, but I'm in no way making any of that happen. I'm just describing what the allies are doing. And the sum total of our experience is the combined consciousness of everybody who's part of it. So it is totally a co-creation. So I accept your compliment, and I need to also acknowledge that it ain't just me. Nathan typed, I felt tension in my face and noticed I was putting a lot of effort. I think I was trying to clear my mind, which was creating effort. Yeah, that is counterproductive in this context. Any effort of any kind beyond just awareness of energy or awareness of breath will just slow things down. So Nathan, I'm glad you noticed that. It
That is totally so not what we're usually taught. So working in this job does take a little adjustment, but once you let it be easy, it's just so sweet. And then Sanmati typed, it was so strong and wonderful today, really enjoyed it. There's some thank yous. Sanmati then typed, actually felt the energy extending to the universe. Thank you for holding space for us. Yeah. Another thank you, feeling peaceful. Someone typed, not so verbal yet. I totally get that. So the floor is open if anyone else is like would like to share. Carmen is sleepy and Amy's thankful. Hey, Lauren.
Hey. So I guess something I'd like to share is right towards the end when the allies were sending out, you know, the energy to the universe. I don't know if anybody else heard this, but I was hearing music, like a very, it sounded like a violin and a flute, like all playing at the same time. Huh. It was very soothing and it was very amazing to hear. It reminds me of when I had a near-death experience close to almost 10 years ago. And it sounded very similar to the same music that I heard during that time frame. So it was very, it was reassuring and loving at the same time. And I really enjoyed that. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I did not hear anything. So I think that may have been your own inner experience there.
Yeah. It was awesome though.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to hear anything auditory whatsoever, but that's just what happens.
Oh, it wasn't you. Nathan's typing. I also heard a flute, but not a violin.
Oh, very cool.
Funny, I used to be a professional musician and I didn't hear any. thank you. Brian. And Jean typed, this is my first time. I loved this. I have wished for such an opportunity and I'm grateful. My teeth felt pressure, but not painful. Yeah, in this kind of work, there's all kinds of transitory experiences. Some are physical, some are energetic, and I used to wonder what they all meant, and now I just let them come and go and don't worry too much about them. All sorts of things need to happen for energy to move. Laurie typed, was playing violin just before we started, so I guess Laurie meant she was actually practicing or playing a violin herself, so maybe that somehow got transmitted into the call. Sweet. Anyone else? Fagan types, no feeling of bliss, just heavy energy clearing through right till the end. When you were about to close, I was hoping for some more time since stuff was still going on. Glad you heard the call to wait a while. Yeah, this is such a great example of how, you know, you may be having your own unique experience. For Fagan, it was, I don't know, Fagan, if that was just your heavy energy or if you were doing a lot of heavy processing for the collective, but I'm glad that you were able to get it through. My guess is once, if it's still going, then it will fade soon. And I would ask you to notice if you feel overall better now than when you started, because the typical way it works is when a lot of heavy energy gets processed, by the time it's done, you're a lot more bright and clear and often at a noticeably higher level of consciousness. So Fagan, thank you for your service for clearing that energy. I'll just share one of my more dramatic experiences of energy clearing in when I was fairly early in my years of ayahuasca ceremonies. Ayahuasca pretty soon after I started drinking, started processing energy through my belly. And I would notice, I got this furnace down in my lower belly and energy's coming through. And I could feel that it was energy from other people in the ceremony. And no one had told me this was going to happen, but it's very common in ayahuasca ceremonies, plant spirit work, for people to process for each other. The intelligence of the plant kind of divvies up the work and spreads it around as appropriate, just as we do here. But the vision I saw was just so intense. I mean, I was sitting there and in my inner vision, a dump truck I kid you not, a dump truck with the beeping thing and everything in my inner world is backing up toward me, and it starts raising its bed. I mean, it's right there in front of me. And I can say, oh my God, there's so much hoochie in that truck. There was all this heavy, thick, nasty energy, like a big old pile of nasty shit or something. And it raised up that bed and it just dumped it all over me. I got totally slimed. And again, this is not physically happening. This is in my inner vision. But I just, I mean, I was just buried in this pile of awful, nasty stuff. And I said, okay, I guess I got to process it, because I knew about my inner furnace. And I just sat there and just processed, and it only took 5 or 10 minutes, and that stuff was all gone. And ayahuasca in those early ceremonies was teaching me how to be a heavy energy processor. And that remains, I think, the most dramatic experience I've had of and with a little sense of humor there from the plant, of just having a lot of heavy energy. Thagan also said, does this kind of clearing work continue after the session? Still feeling heavy stuff working its way through, not my stuff, just stuff. Well, for you, I guess the answer is yes. So Thagan, I would recommend you just stay with it and stay processing as long as it takes to clear it through. I've never heard of a case in all the years I've done this kind of work where someone was burdened with anything beyond the conclusion of a process. So apparently you're good at this, and they gave you a little extra. So Fagan, just please remain with the process until it finally clears all through. And if you perceive you're having an actual challenge, then let me know. I was going to share one other story about heavy energy clearing. And Marla, I'll share real quickly. There was another ceremony years after that when I felt this crushing sense of hopelessness, like, oh my God, there's just no point. And it was really weird, because I myself don't have that feeling. I'm quite the optimistic, happy fellow, really. But this was just like, it felt like a whole planet full of people just so crushed and despondent and hopeless. And it took me about half an hour to process that in the middle of a plant spirit ceremony. And it was very obvious that I was processing that for another group of beings. But I remember another time I was processing heavy energy for someone who was so angry and violent and felt that really intense energy that, again, is not something I've ever felt. But once in a while, I get given a very dramatic kind of energy and bring it through. And Fagan says that you're is not in challenge, just going with the flow. Good. I'm glad that you're not in challenge there. Beautiful. So anyhow, just some random stories from my experiences over the years of having been given significant amounts of heavy energy to process. And always, it was intense and difficult at times, but always a privilege. Michelle, did you want to share something? Or Marla, who people are muting and unmuting real quick.
Oh, I'll go ahead. Yeah, well, when you're talking about the heating up and the burning, I mean, when I think about it, every time that I'm here for these calls, you know, at one point I end up burning up. But at the same time, like, I experience hot flashes throughout the day because of sort of like my cancer treatment and situation. Right. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, I also seem to experience during the calls what feels like to me like digestive feeling, you know, it's like in my belly or low belly. So right. now what you're talking about, I mean, it sounds like I'm experiencing that. It's just, I think I've been telling myself, oh, you're digesting food, or, oh, you're having a hot flash because of your situation. But I guess I don't know. So it's bringing new perspective to me that it could actually be more of an energetic.
Yeah, it could be. In Peru, there's an energy center called the Cosco. And in earlier, it's been a while since I've done it on Awakening Plus, but I have taught how to work with the Cosco a little bit in Awakening Plus. There are some things in the archives. If you search QOSQO, you should
find it.
Okay. Anyhow, but there are other traditions that have a name that might be more recognized by some people. It's also called the Lower Dantian, the hara. It's not an exact correlate with a chakra precisely, but it's down in the lower belly area.
Yeah, I've heard of those terms before.
Yeah, martial artists work very much with this. But anyhow, that's where my energetic furnace turned on. And that in Peruvian shamanism, as taught by the Caro anyway, they teach how to activate that center. They have something called the Four Suns exercise, which in fact, I'm pretty sure that I've got a link to a call with the Four Suns exercise in the Best Of archive area, if you're a member of Awakening Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can totally develop that consciously if you want. And I spent several months working that Costco very intensively, so it would, you know, go to the highest level of processing. But my Costco was turned on years and years ago by ayahuasca, and I had no concept of what was happening. It was just turning this energy center on and starting to make use of it, like with the dump truck incident.
So how do you spell Costco?
Well, first let me tell you that Quechua is not a written language, but I've seen it spelled Q-O-S-Q-O.
Okay. And is there a way to search the archive? Is there a search
good question
button there?
I think it should be the last couple of, you know, the archive is divided into 30 item things. If you go into like the most recent and you type, if you're on a Windows Control F or a Mac, I guess it's Command F, that'll bring up a find and it'll search for that word if it's anywhere on that page, and just type the word Q-O-S-Q-O. And if it's not there, then go, yeah, it shouldn't be more than two archives back of 30 each.
Okay.
So just,
thank you.
I believe you. And if you have trouble, if I'm misremembering, let me know and I'll try to be a more precise.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, even though we're talking technically about this, the fact is with this work, none of us have to do that deliberately if we don't want to, as you all probably felt tonight. Heavy energy was being processed through you without your ego having to know any particular tools or techniques or strategies. They just do it for us. So if you're called to, you know, do a technical learning process or cultivation of that through your own effort, that's fine, but it's not actually required for the work we do. One of the revelations I've had in recent time is, you know, doing a shamanic apprenticeship for several years with a woman and, you know, wanting to learn tools and techniques like I thought I should, but her approach was no, just keep sitting in the ceremonies and letting the divine clean you up. And sure enough, once I got clean enough, everything just started happening by itself. So this is sort of a path without technique, the way I'm doing it, where we just call in the divine and we open ourselves, and all the technical expertise is brought by the divine beings so that we humans don't have to learn it ourselves from our mental level. There's nothing wrong with learning that stuff if you want to, but they're actually telling me now the reason we're doing that is because there's a tremendous amount of work to be done. There's a lot of light workers being activated. There isn't time for people to get into multi-year apprenticeships. We need everyone working now. And the way that they're doing it through Awakening Plus and through what they're inspiring me to teach is just all you have to do is have a willingness to show up and let yourself be cleaned up, let yourself be awakened, let all the work be done through you spontaneously so that the divine is doing all the heavy lifting on the techniques and strategies, and we just show up and provide our consciousness to be worked with. I hope that was coherent. Okay, so floor is open for anything else anyone else wants to share. And that may be it. So last call for anything, whether you want to just speak out loud or type something in the chat window. We'll leave just a moment longer if anyone wants to share. All right, so I'll make my little closing comments. These Thursday night calls are open and free to everyone. If you are not a member of, wait, Michelle, hi.
Hi.
I was, you know what it was? I thought it said mute, unmute, and I had it on the wrong setting. Okay.
Anyways,
I just wanted to say thank you. I really loved it. And what it did for me was, because I do a lot of meditations with, letting go.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting when you were talking about the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been under the weather for like the last week. Mm-hmm. And I have like the tail end of this cough.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting that, you know, I saw them come in and they were like cleaning my lungs.
Nice.
They were like swishing, like going back and forth and then up and down like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know how like your thoughts do come in, but it was clearly the ego again, my ego, brought me back to, a situation when I was in seventh grade.
Hmm.
And I had a nun, a sister, and she, because I went to Catholic school for 9 years, and she dragged me out of class and like beat the daylights out of me.
Wow.
And what came to me, and she was beating my back, actually, where your lungs are. She was punching me in the back. And it was interesting that you brought up about the ego. And then all of a sudden I like did this like forgiveness with her. And I felt like, oh, she was like trying to show me how she saw me in a sense. It was like, and then I connected it as one, where we are all one, and, you know, and she's me and I'm her in a sense. So I went through that whole,
wow, thing,
but I just like watched, you know, just enjoyed it. And just like, you know, I took it as like a healing. Like I had like this healing through like, you know, my lungs in a sense.
Like it.
Yeah. And so it was really, I loved it. It was great. It was beautiful. And because Wendy heard me coughing earlier.
You're muted, so you weren't disturbing anyone. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So thank you. I'm glad you had a good experience. And I certainly invite you to return anytime you like.
I loved it. It was beautiful. It really was, Benjamin. Great. Really. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being here. All right. So I'll clue my little commercial announcement I was starting, but I'm glad you jumped in. So if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, again, people are all welcome. About half our Zoom calls are public and open to anyone for free. But if you want to go deeper, we do about half our calls live that are members only, all kinds of cool stuff that are mentioned on our post on astroshaman.com. Members get access to the archive, which now has over 290 events. They're all as powerful as the live ones. And there's a best of page to give you the best juicy stuff. There's a 16-part invocation masterclass inside the membership. Twice a month community calls, all sorts of other juicy stuff that members can enjoy. There's an offer now for like $1 for 30 days to try it out, full membership privileges. And if you like it, you can just keep on there for like $19 a month, or if that's too much, I can drop you to $9 a month if that's more easy to afford. So that's kind of what we're offering. My goal is to have Awakening Plus expand dramatically. I'd love to have several thousand members by the end of the year. And it's a one-to-many vehicle where I'm really being called to support the Great Awakening and help individual people heal and awaken themselves. So this is my mission, and so grateful that you're all part of this. If you know folks who might be interested, feel free to let them know. And anyone can go to awakeningplus.com to learn more about becoming a member if you're not one already. Working with me individually, you can do that by going to astroshaman.com. One-on-one, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and stuff like that. So all that's in there. So glad that you all showed up. Thank you for doing this. The service is always juicier the more people show up. So I'm so glad we're getting such strong turnout now, and grateful to each and every one of you, the new people, the people who come regularly. Every single one of you makes a difference. So thank you for your service. And look forward to seeing you next time you show up. Many blessings to you all, and good night for now.